federal agent. Federal agent, backbone of today's crusade against crime. Scotland Yard, French Sûreté, American Bureau of Investigation, Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These men are joined in a modern crusade against crime. Officer of the American Bureau of Investigation enters a parole board meeting in a Midwestern city just as its members are about to receive parole applicants.
How are you, Mr. Parker? Hope I'm not late.
Not at all, Taylor. I want you to meet my colleagues, Mrs. Henderson, Mrs. Logan, Mr. Haviland, and Mr. Gates. This is Ed Taylor, the federal man who sent Nick Sarno up.
How do you do? How do you do? And to tell the truth, I'm going to try to see that Nick stays up here for a while.
We understand how you feel, Taylor. But, of course, Sarno was only sent up on an income tax violation. Now, after
all... I know all that. But I'd like to remind all of you ladies and gentlemen that this man is a killer. A murderer. He comes up before you for parole today, and my chief has instructed me to have this chat with you.
You aren't intimating...
I'm intimating nothing. We know Nick Sarno shot and killed Johnny Collins, a government man assigned to watch him. The fact that Sarno had a good lawyer and beat the rap cuts no ice with us. He's in here because he didn't pay Uncle Sam income taxes on his gang activities. Now, here he's going to stay if
we shall judge the matter on its merits, Mr. Taylor.
Sure, but just remember that when that man steps out of here, the fireworks are going to start for fair. There's a business competitor of Nick's by the name of Joe Polano who's kind of taken over while Nick's been cooling off in prison. Nick isn't going to take that sitting down, you know.
No, I dare say he won't. However, suppose we proceed with the business at hand. Bailiff, bring this Mason in.
What case is this?
Well, I don't know a great deal about the girl. The records show that she's been in for shoplifting.
Right this way, girlie.
Yeah.
You've served 18 months on a shoplifting charge.
That's right.
Your conduct has been exemplary, and I see no reason why this parole should not be granted. Have you any prospects for a position?
Yes, I have. If you only give me a chance, I'm sure I can get work. I'm not really a thief. I needed those clothes I took, honest. If you'll only...
Any objections? Parole granted.
Oh, you've been very kind. I can't tell you how I appreciate what...
No, that won't be necessary, young lady. Just be careful, and that will be appreciation enough.
Yes, sir.
All right, bailiff. Bring in Sarno. How'd you make out, kid?
They granted my parole.
Swell. I told you they would, didn't I? Uh-huh. It's a cinch. What are you bawling about?
Oh, I guess I'm so happy. I don't know what else to do but cry. I can walk out of here free now.
Sure. It's wonderful to be free. Helen, meet up with Mom.
Hello.
Pleased to know you.
Come on, Sarno. You're next.
Take your filthy paw off of my coat, screw. Wait around outside a while, kid. I got a hunch these brass monkeys ain't going to pull no fast ones on me and Mom. I got a car waiting. Take you back to town, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, ugly man. It's your party. Come on, Mom.
All right, Sarno. We have your record here. Anything you wish to say before the board?
I ain't got very much to say except that I've been a model prisoner and I made up my mind that I ain't going to cause no trouble with nobody.
Is this lady your mother?
Yes, I'm his mother, Your Honor. And I want you to know that I can see where Nick has done a lot of wrong things in the past, but I had a talk with him. He never broke his word with me, and he's promised to go straight.
I see. Can you be sure of that?
Oh, I can, Your Honor. Honest, I can. Nick's never done anything really wrong. His father was bad, clean through. I had to raise Nick all by myself. He was under bad influences for a long time, and oh, I just know that if you give my boy another chance, he'll go straight. Please, please give him another chance. Oh, tell him, Nick.
I promised her I'd go on a straight and narrow.
Mr. Taylor here was sent up by the Bureau of Investigation to look into your case, Arno. He seems to feel you'll make trouble if we give you a parole.
Hello, Taylor. No, I'm not making no trouble. I guess you mean about Joe Palano. That guy don't need to worry none. No. Sure, he moved in on all my shakedowns, but Mom here told you that I'm through with all that. Joe's welcome to what he's got. I'm leaving for Europe as soon as I get out.
Yeah, I'm making Nick go away and leave all this if you'll be kind and give him his freedom.
I'm against this parole under any circumstances. I haven't forgotten Johnny Collins, Nick.
No, you mustn't do this to Nick. He's going to be all right, I tell you. Oh, please, mister, this G-man is just against my boy because he put him here. He'll never say what's fair and right. Oh, Nick, you must believe me and Nick.
I say you shouldn't be given parole.
Unfortunately, that does not come under your jurisdiction, Mr. Taylor. Now then, are there any members of the board who wish to express comment as to why this man shall not be granted his parole? Very well. That's your answer, Taylor. Parole granted.
Now you guys just said something. Thanks, boys. Have a cigar? Come on, Mom. We got places to go. So long, Mr. Taylor.
Once again, the federal men are forced to keep close watch on Nick Sarno. But Agent Taylor's fears seem groundless. True to his promise, Nick sails for Europe and removes himself from the racket picture. And one day, just a few weeks later, the world is startled by another gangland killing. In the office of the FBI...
Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
What's new on the Palano killings?
They never had a chance. Palano and five henchmen mowed down like wooden soldiers.
Any ideas?
That's Nick Sarno. He kills that way. Mass executions are right down his alley.
I'd agree with you on that, except for one thing. I took your suggestion and wired the French Sûreté and found out that Nick landed at Lave 3 days ago on schedule.
Well, you better cable the Sûreté again to put an anchor on the Bank of France. Nick's liable to bring it back with him. You know, it's funny. I just can't put this on anyone but Sarno. It's just as though he'd left his calling card.
Well, I think you're concentrating on Nick Sarno too much. Forget him and run down the men responsible for this job.
Look, I was down at local headquarters this morning, and I found out something you ought to know. Remember Al Hardy?
Hardy. Oh, yes. He's that blackmailer we chased all over the country a couple of years back.
Right. And he got back to town just a day or two after Nick Sarno was sprung.
Sarno again. Now listen, Taylor, I tell you...
But wait a minute. Los Angeles police notified the local authorities about his being here. For the past few years, Hardy's been in Hollywood working as a makeup man. He tried to blackmail a couple of actors and was fired.
All right, he was fired. So what?
Nick has a brother.
You're still talking in riddles.
All right, now suppose a makeup man fixed Nick's brother to look like him and put him on a boat and sent him to France. The records show the brother was the same build, same hair.
Oh, it's a fantastic theory, Taylor. Yes, but it would explain a lot of things. I wonder...
Yeah, sure, me too. I wonder where Nick Sarno's hiding out. He's been right here in town all the while.
Gambling that Agent Taylor's theory is the right one, the government men start to turn the city upside down in an attempt to locate the hiding racketeer. But through it all, entirely oblivious of what is happening from the safety of a small room above a candy store.
Did you see what the paper said about me, baby?
Yeah.
I'm having a swell time on the Riviera right now. You sure nobody followed you up here?
Yeah, I'm sure, but I'm getting sick and tired of sneaking in and out of here just because you...
Now listen, kid, listen. It ain't going to be for much longer. I'm just laying low till the storm blows over, that's all.
Well, I'll have to admit you're awful clever about handling the whole thing.
Sure. And you and me are going to make up for a lot of lost time as soon as I can blow this hole.
You sure you're in the clear?
They've tried to hang a lot of bum raps on me, but I'm too smart for them. There was one dick thought he had me, a guy named Collins.
Did you get him, Nick?
Sure, he knew too much. But these guys ain't going to pin it on me.
Yeah, but you've been cooped up in this little apartment for weeks. I don't know how you stand it. You never take me anyplace.
But I'm telling you, just be patient for a while.
Oh, can't you manage a picture show tonight, Nick? Please.
Oh, it'd be taking an awful chance.
For my sake, Nick?
Yeah, Nick, be just enough of a sucker or a frill like you to pull something like that.
Shut up. You're getting on my nerves, Tilly. Plenty. You play my old lady in front of a parole board, and you've been trying to tell me what to do ever since.
And you need just that. You're still wet behind the ears and don't know it.
I'm going to beat your ears down if I hear another yup out of you. Get your coat on, kid. We're going out to a movie.
Gee, thanks, Nick. I'll be ready in a minute.
Come on.
Let's get in fast before anybody gets a gander at me.
Why, but nobody's seen you yet.
Nick, explain.
Here you are. Come on, let's go inside.
Nick, I want to powder my nose. I'll be right back.
Oh, well, listen. I better get a seat. Meet you down in front of the third row, okay?
Okay. Is there a phone booth in the theater?
Yes, ma'am. Right over there.
Uh-huh. Hello? Operator, I want to talk to the Bureau of Investigation. Quickly, please.
Said he was in the theater with her.
Well, we can't risk going in after him. There's liable to be some shooting, and I don't want any innocent bystander plugged full of holes.
Well, I've got the boys surrounding your whole building. He won't get away. I just hope that Helen will be all right.
Well, she can take care of herself. Now, let's stop Muff Sarno. Well, it's 11:15. What time did the box office girl say the show lets out?
Right about now. He ought to be... Oh, there he is. Watch it. There they are now.
All right. Let's close in slowly. And be careful. He'll shoot if he has to.
Hey, that wasn't a bad picture at all.
No.
That dame sure has got something. But you got it too, baby.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
What's the matter? Who are you looking for? You don't need to worry anymore now. Them G-guys... Hey.
Huh?
Them guys over there coming this way. Come here, you!
Nick, what are you doing? Let me go.
Oh, no, I'm not. Something tells me you tried to pull a little double cross, sister.
Nick,
Well, let the boys fire away. As long as I got you in front of me for protection.
Oh.
Here's a little starter for him.
Nick!
He's up there in front of him.
Nick.
We've got to get to him. Keep yourself over his head.
I'll try to circle around and back him, Chief. He's liable to kill her right away.
All right, go ahead.
Boys are kind of closing in, baby. Maybe they're going to get me for keeps this time. But before I blow
Nick,
out...
You wouldn't!
Oh, no. I'm keeping this one last bullet for you, see? There ain't nothing lower than a stool pigeon, a double-crosser. Well, you're going to get just what that wise guy Collins got, see?
That's good to know, Sarno. Drop that gun.
Why, you punk!
Yes, for it, little boy. Everything all right, Helen?
Yes, now it is. Thanks.
Now, pick him up, boys. Get him out of here. Nice work, Helen. You too, Taylor. You're due for a nice fetch this time, Sarno.
That's only what you think.
Maybe. But you were trapped by proxy. I want you to meet this young lady who's responsible for your arrest. You should know her. You murdered her husband, Mrs. Johnny Collins.
Listen for our next presentation of thrilling stories related to this modern crusade as each nation calls upon its chief bulwark against crime. Federal agents.